This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In a surprise announcement, Republican Representative Lauren Boebert says she'll change congressional districts for the 2024 election. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Boebert will run in the state's 4th district, which represents primarily the Eastern Plains.
Boebert says she made the decision after a lot of prayer and conversation, but appears what drove her to switch was the possibility of losing the 3rd congressional seat. She said in her video announcement that she wasn't going to let Democrats get the seat.
Republicans will hold the 3rd, and I'll proudly represent the 4th, and Republicans will be stronger for it.
By switching to Eastern Colorado, Boebert leaves behind a 9-point Republican advantage for a 26-point advantage. But Boebert will first have to secure the nomination, and a number of other Republicans have already jumped into the primary race. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A nearly 3-mile-long paved path on top of the Arkansas River levee in Pueblo is now complete. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The new trail connects multiple neighborhoods and provides access to recreation along the river. It's part of the master plan created for the reconstruction of the 100-year-old levee that protects Pueblo's downtown area from flooding. 2 pedestrian bridges link the new levee path with more than 30 miles of existing river trail system. Funding for this project comes from the state, city, and conservancy district, as well as other sources. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A federal judge has given the okay for Colorado to begin capping the cost of epinephrine auto-injectors, commonly known as EpiPens. The U.S. District Court denied a request by Teva Pharmaceuticals USA to put the new law on hold while the company sues the state. So starting January 1st, uninsured patients with severe allergies will pay $60 for the injectors. Pueblo and Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, and along the Front Range, it's highs today in the 40s, getting warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.